Gru and the gang are back for another Despicable Me movie.
Hello, everybody!
Gru, what's up?
By the fourth film, with a couple of standalone Minion flicks along the way, these movies have hit a stride. They don't have the emotional sweetness from the first film, but they know their place.
It has a vendor machine! I love this place!
It's all about absurdity and zaniness, and this one certainly leans into that. Things kick off with a supervillain turning into a human cockroach without the Kafkaesque malaise to exact revenge, sending Gru and his family into hiding.
Maxime Le Ball has escaped from prison.
I'm coming for my revenge, Gru!
Then we head into sitcom mode with multiple stories ranging from fitting into a quote-unquote normal suburban life to the Minions overrunning a secret base and gaining superpowers.
You will be the first to test our super serum.
Ladies and gentlemen, our new secret weapon. The Mega Minions!
Don't look for logic or even coherency with this film. Just give in to the silly and watch it as a child would. If you don't expect too much charm, heart, or basic common sense, you can have a lot of fun. For all the two-hour cartoons that Hollywood makes, this is definitely the cartooniest, and that mindset is the only way to enjoy it.
Look up!
Yeah. Ow, no.
Despicable Me 4 gets 3.5 bananas out of 5. I'm Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.